eNdebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 11 kuNkwenkwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isimo zeyo sane bangathi noraphathi asi sambotha wana vice president.
Izikhalazo zenu nizizwile njalo kunomuntu ade ezibhala phansi. Umsikeli wami uChiwenga uke waphendula eminye imibuzo yenu ade silibuzile.
Abalwa impi yenkululeko bakhonona kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa besithi ukhetho lweZANU-PF lwama-primary olwenziwe ezigabeni zabo belugcwele ubuqili nodlame.
Imanifesto yesithelwa kuningi kakhulu laba abantu basemakhaya abahlala ngasemakhaya bazobona ukuthi hayi ngempela i-MCCC ephokselwa ngumama uSipho kuningi kuphule abalungiselele khona ukuthi impilo zile impilo zabo ngempela zehluke kakhulu futhi zifane nabantu abahlala emadolobheni.
Icelele MDCT elikhokhelwa nguNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe lethula ugwalo lwezithembiso zalo elithi lizazenzela abantu nxa lithela ngqoba kukhetho imanifesto. Ngowoza Friday lamhlanje silomculi weZimbabwe osakhulayo ogxile kwele South Africa uWisdom Nyathi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abalwa impi yenkululeko babe lomhlangano lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamuhla eHarare lapho abakade bekhonona besithi ukhetho lokudinga abazamela ibandla leZANU-PF lwama-primaries olwenziwe ezigabeni zabo belugcwele ubuqili lodlakela. UGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inkulungwane zamalunga awebandla leZANU-PF iningi yilabo abalwa impi yenkululeko bebethe gwaqa eHarare bezethula izikhalazo zabo kumongameli Mnangagwa ikakhulu ngokuphathwa kokhetho lokudinga abazamela ibandla olwama-primary. Umgcini sihlalo webulawayo uMnumzana Sipho Sincube uthe ukhetho lweZANU-PF olwama-primary lomzuso obuhlungu njengoba intando kaZulu ingasalandelwanga. Umgcini sihlalo wenyakatho yemaNdebeleni uMnumzana Richard Ndlovu usola ukuthi abala impi yenkululeko bakhunjulwa nxaso kulukhetho kuphela njalo abaningi abangasaholi ngenxa yokuthi bavalelwa phandle ngabomu.
Ukhulumile ngamakome amazisi namakolabrita amakolabrita bakubona bavalala nxaso siyakwa-ANC bathi sinyale ezinye yonke esesezweni yethu yonke bengaziwa bacela umzeliso bacela ukuvelelwa kongresipresident emakino lamakongresi amaningi avalelwa imali bevaleka kuthiwa ngamabhogazi.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uphendule esithi obekukhulunywa ngomgcini sihlalo ukuzwile njalo okunye abakhulumile izinto azaziyo vele. Akaphendulanga kodwa udaba lokuthi abecele elaxoshwa kuZANU-PF ngomnyaka odlileyo sebekhokhela endaweni eziningi.
Isimo zeyo sane bangathi noraphathi asi sambotha wana vice president.
Izikhalazo zenu nizizwile njalo kunomuntu ade ezibhala phansi. Umsikeli wami uChiwenga uke waphendula eminye imibuzo yenu ade silibuzile. Izikhalazo zenu bezifanana kodwa bezikhona ezinye ade zishiye. Njengoba izikhalazo zonke sizihlonipha, umgcini sihlalo munye lamunye ubebuya phambili ezoletha izikhalazo zeprovinsi yakhe.
Lo ubungumhlangano wakho wokuqala lamalunga eZANU-PF iningi lingabalwa impi yenkululeko eHarare. Obona ngenhlelo zebandla upolitical commissar weZANU-PF uMnumzana Angel Petrugeshe wethule umbiko wokuthi ibandla lizaphinda ukhetho lwama-primary ezigabeni ezilishumi ngemva kokulwisana namalunga ebandla leli ngeviki ephelileyo. lo umhlangano wesinye ngemva kwalo abe nawo lezinduna olandele ngenkokheli zabekholo owesithathu wahlangana labo sobabhizimusi okwamanje uthi asazahlangana labatsha labasemakolishini emfundo yaphezulu. Imele sithu 7 seHarare ngukhipson bebe.
Ibandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngokosazana Thokozani Khuphe liza kwethula ugwalo lwezithembiso zalo elithi lizazenzela abantu alubana lithela ngqoba kukhetho imanifesto kusasa kobulawayo. Leli bandla lisanda ukwenza umhlangano walo weCongress lapho elakhetha khona uMakhuphe lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Obert Kutu kanye labanye abakhokheli balo. Sixoxe lomsekeli wesikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Khaliphani Phokeni. Yena ochazisele uNtongameli Nkomo weStudio 7 okuningi ngokwethulwa kwemanifesto yabo.
Umkhosi wakusasa siwenzela e-amphitheatre kobulawayo. Sizobe senza lokho okubizwa ngesilungu wathi manifesto. Imanifesto yethu ithelwa okuningi kakhulu laba abantu basemakhaya abahlala ngasemakhaya bazobona ukuthi hayi ngempela i-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumama uKhuphe kuningi kukhule abalungiselele khona ukuthi impilo zabo ngempela zehluke kakhulu futhi zifane nabantu abahlala emadolobheni. Kukhona okuningi azokhuluma ngakho okunye sengingakuthinta nje ngingafuna ukuthi ngikhulume kakhulu upresidenta kakhulu ninto zamanzi nento zabo-electricity nento ze-sanitation ngizokhuluma njengazo kakhulu kusasa. IZimbabwe nje yonke nayo nabahlala emadorobheni kuningi azokukhuluma kusasa upresident okuzochazwa ngempela ukuthi iprogramu ngempela efuna ukuthuthukisa ilizwe elise phambili. Asizukuthembisa abantu amanga, asizukuthembisa abantu into engekhoyo. Sizokhuluma ngento enizoyibona nawo ukuthi uma ikhathiletha ngempela imethi zakhona ziyahlangana.
Lona ibandla seliliqoqe kuhle yini lahlangana kuzo zonke izigaba zelizwe?
Hayi, ibandla selihlangene wena mfowethu. Ngempela kukhona lapha nalapha isinenkinga khona kodwa ngubani ongenayo inkinga uyabona ngoba ngingazi ukuthi ngingasahlangana nazo izo lezo abanye babefuna ukuthi bathathe ngodlami iphathi babaleke nayo baqhubeke ngobandlululo nazo zonke lezi zinto ezimbi. So kukhona le emsibizwa ukuthi housekeeping that we are doing kodwa iyangijabulisa umsebenzi esiwenzile hayi kuhamba kahle. Angengisazelanga indaba yokulonta ngoba abanye bathi njengoba silonta kobulawayo ukuthi sisebenza kobulawayo kuphela. Hayi, akunjalo.
Ungathini kubalandeli bebandla lenu loZulu nje jikelele phambilini kwakusasa?
Hayi, into engayisho ukuthi kusasa wonke umuntu akaze amphitheatre kobulawayo. Abangasoze baphumele kuze amphitheatre kobulawayo sizobe sikhona kuFacebook sikhuluma ngeprogramu esinayo eyeZimbabwe. Iprogramu njengoba sengithile ukuthi ngesaba ukuthi ngikhulume kakhulu upresident engakakhulumi kodwa mase upresident sekhulumile ngizoza njalo kuwe mfakazi sikhulume ngempela ngimaze ngichaze kodwa nawe nje uma ulalele kusasa sizoyizwa ukuthi hayi ngempela iprogramu yeZimbabwe ikhona la ngokuba siphethwe ngumama manje endomama njengoba usazi ukuthi into zabo lezi bayazi ukuthi zekhaya bayazi ukuthatha noma kuncane kanjani bakunakise nje kugcwale wonke umuntu uzonakekelwa.
Lo ngumnumzana Khaliphani Phokeni, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngukosazana Thokozani Khuphe ubexoxa ecingweni loNtongameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Ikhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC ithi abantu abazatholakala bebhalise kabili kusiya phezulu bazahlolisiswa ukuthi imbangela yalokho kuyini ngoba kungekho emthethweni. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Okhomishina bezekhi bebekhuluma lamalunga enhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lezamabandla ezokholo lapho abazise khona ukuthi ukutholakala umuntu ebhalise kaningi akukho emthethweni. Ukhomishina Qhubani Moyo uthe bazahlolisisa izizathu zokuthi umuntu abhalise kaningi ethi balakho njalo ukuhambisa abanye emapholiseni nxa izekhi ingasuthiseki ngezizathu lezi.
Ukubhalisa kabili vele akuvunyelwa emthethweni. Ngalokho ngivele khona kuyabophisa kodwa njenge commission siya understand ukuthi njoba bekuyi first time senza iPVLA process. Mhlawumbe abanye abantu abaningi bengabe benze bengakwazi ukuthi lokho kulama consequences anjani. Ngalokho ke i-commission izacubungula ibonisise ibone ukuthi ingathatha amanyathelo bani ukuthi idine lalabo abantu abarejiste kabili kathathu kumbe kane.
Osebenza nenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo eMthonjeni Women's Trust unkosikazi Sikhathele Mathambo uthe kungakabotshiswa abantu kumele kuqale kuhlolisiswe ngoba kwezinye izikhathi abantu bayathutha lapho abahlala khona kuthi ngokusweleka kolwazi bagcine bebhalisa njalo besesabela ukuvalelwa phandle ngesizathu sokuthutha.
Ngibona ngani ucathekile ukuthi khona behlolisise ukuthi khona umuntu ezenza i-double registration wawuhambe njani. Ngwasizananzela kakhulu emakhaya ngenxa yokuyethuselwa kwabantu. Mhlawumbe omunye ngoba wayengasela stip mhlawumbe sokube leyinye nje isizathu wabona kufanele ukuthi enzeni ehambe ebhalisa futhi.
Okunye okuphume emhlanganweni lo yikuthi kuzavulwa indawo zokubhalisela ukuvota phakathi kweziqinti okuhlala khona abantu. U-Provincial Elections Officer wakoBulawayo uMnumzana Innocent Ncube uthe iBulawayo izakuba lendawo ezingamachumi amabili lasitshiya galolunye i-29 eziqintini zonke zakoBulawayo ukuze kube seduze labantu.
I-voter registration izabe iqhubekela phambili okuthi ukuthi out of ama-wards angu-29 enye lenye iwadi izaba le registration center A1. Lokhu senzele ukuthi khona sibe seduzani labantu ukwenzela ukuthi abantu ba-accesse ama voter registration centers bengagadi bengahambi umango omude. I-voter education izabuya on the ground isibuya ke lawo ama voter registration centers.
Obemele u-Provincial Elections Officer wesabelo seMathebeleland North uMnumzana Joseph Moyo uthi isabelo lesi siza kuba lendawo ezingaphezulu kwekhulu.
Kuma 7 districts ethu sizabe sikusile 192 wards eziyizwe ezizabe zile registration, but ama inspection centers ethu yona lawo ongama registration okuzabe ku-inspector khona futhi.
Abamele izabelo ze-Midlands, iMashingo kanye leMathebeleland South bazise ukuthi baza kuba lendawo zokubhalisela ukuvota eziphakathi kwabantu ukuze ababesele bengabhalisanga benelise ukubhalisa. Indawo lezi zizavulwa kuze kube yisikhathi sokubhalisela ukuncintisa emthethwandaba. IZEC ithi izakwazisa uZulu ukuthi indawo lezo zokubhalisela ukuvota zizaqala ukusebenza nini. Ngimele iStudio 7. NgikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Yebo, 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 mzwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngoMvulo kusiyafika ngoLwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Magagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngoMvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusiqhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001 202 465 0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Imuli kaMongameli Mgabe isilindele ukwaziswa ukuthi isivikelo ekubotshweni esasiphiwe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ngemva kokutshaya intombazana yakwele South Africa nyakenye besisemthethweni kumbe hatshi. Ngemva kwamalanga amabili lolu daba luhlaziywa emthethwandaba wePretoria High Court, uMahluli uthe uza kwethula isinqumo ngokuya kwesikhathi. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba esePretoria kwele South Africa.
Lamhlanje bekulilanga lokugcina amaqwetha ephikisana ngodaba lokuthi kambe sivikelwe kubotshweni esaphiwe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ecaleni lokutshaya unkosazana Gabriela Angel sasemthethweni kumbe hatshi. Namhlanje kamaqwetha kahulumende atshela uMahluli ukuthi leso sivikelo unkosikazi Mugabe wasiphiwa phansi komthetho wamazwe omhlaba ohlobo lwe-International Customary Law. bathi lomthetho uyavuma ukuthi umkamongameli avikeleke njengomkakhe nxa engadala amacala esekuhambeni. Amagqwetha avumile ukuthi leso sifikelo asisasebenzi njengoba unkosikazi Mugabe kasenguye umkamongameli welizwe. Kodwa kamagqwetha abalisa aweAfriForum, aweDemocratic Alliance lezinye inhlanganiso batshela umahlulo ukuthi kawuseloqiniso ukuthi kulo mthetho asetshenziswayo ukuphi unkosikazi Mugabe isivikelo. Bathelelo liphutha elenziwa nguhulumende weSouth Africa evikela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Umgcinihlalo webandla leDemocratic Alliance uMnumzana James South utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi basilindele ngamehlo abomvu isinqumo somthethondaba.
We want a principle established that nobody, however,
sifuna kube lesibonelo sokuthi eSouth Africa akula muntu ongaphiwa isivikelo ekubotshweni nxa edale icala, kungakhathalekile ukuthi wazana lobani kumbe uyini empilweni. Sikholwa ukuthi isinqumo sikamphathintambo weSouth Africa sokupha unkosikazi Mugabe lesi isivikelo sasingekho emthethweni.
Ngakwelincela unina kaGabriela unkosazana Debbie Angels laye ufunga wagomele sithi ufuna unkosikazi Mugabe ajeziswe.
I want to be blamed for what she did to my daughter because it was unprovoked. The attack was unprovoked.
Ngifuna ajeziswe ngalokho akwenza kundodakazi yami ngoba yayingonanga lutho. Indodakazi yami kayenzanga lutho olwalungenza ichayo ngendlela eyachawa ngayo. Ngifuna uGrace ajeziswe. Kufanele amiswe phambi komthethwandaba. Nxa umthethwandaba unganquma ukuthi ayejele, makube njalo.
Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe lithi lifuna isinqumo sikamehluli kulolu daba. Sifundise inkokheli zeZimbabwe ukuthi amalungelo abantukazana lawo aqakathekile njengalabo abalamandla kwezombusazwe. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Jonathan Mbedzi uthi kufanele lesinqumo sitshengise ukuthi akukuhle okwenziwa unkosikazi Mugabe. Kodwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Thubelihle Banda uthi loba ekusekela ukuthi unkosikazi Mugabe asithathelwe isivikelo asiphiwayo, kufanele leli cala liphathwe njengawo wonke amacala.
Indaba yakhe kumele iye court kodwa atshajwe fairly like a human being, not ngenxa yokuthi wakwaba ngufasi kapresident kumbe ngenxa yokuthi people are pushing their political agendas.
UMahluli Vala uthe uzakwazisa amagqwetha kuleli cala nxa esephume lesinqumo ulolu daba. Vele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela okuphume emhlanganweni obukhona phakathi kwabalwa impi yenkululeko nomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Ngesikhathi idolobho leKai Town lihlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngodubo lokusilela kwamanzi olubangelwa yikungani kuhle kwezulu emhlubulweni wangezansi eAfrika. Abenhlanganiso yeWater Aid umsebenzi wokuthi abantu bathole amanzi ahlanzekileyo emhlabeni jikelele bathi ukuguquka komkhathi yikho kubangela ukusilela kwamanzi emazweni omhlaba. Inhloko kahulumende esanda ukukhethwa embusweni kwele Malaysia uMahathir Mohamad uthi uzagcwalisa isithembiso asenzayo esakhankasa ukuthi uzaxolela umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo u-Anwar Ibrahim owabotshelwa amacala abaningi abathi ayengawokukhandelwa nguhulumende. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Peace Project ithi izehlakalo zokwethuselwa kanye lodlakela beziqansa selokho umnyaka uqalisile, ikakhulu ukulwisana phakathi kwebandla leZANU PF lele MDC. embikweni ewethule lamuhla enhlanganiso le ithi izehlakalo zakwabela abebandla leZANU-PF kuphela okudla lokunye ziyehla. Isigaba seMashonaland Central iso esilezehlakalo zodlakela eziqansileyo kwedlula kweminye iminyaka nxa kulokhetho. Inhlanganiso le ithi izasebenzelana lamabandla ezombusazwe kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokuthula. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omela iBinga North edale lephalamente ngowebandla leMDCT. Yena isiqale ngokumbuza ngokulwisana phakathi kwebandla lakhe kanye lakweleZANU-PF.
KuZANU-PF ukuchitheka igazi. Ngingakutshela ukuthi kuma-primary elections wona lawa adlileyo aweZANU-PF kufe abasekeli beZANU-PF abaningi kuleli lizwe, ikakhulu kusukela eMidlands Province. Kutansa kusiyali. Ngihlangane lamanye ama-MP awezanu awadliweyo kuma-primary election akade besitsho bona ukuthi khona izinduna zabo zihambe zaphiwa imali. Ziphiwe imali ukuthi zibize izakhamizi zonke zizitshele ukuthi onguye okufuza ukuthi abe yi-candidate yezanu ngobani. Wayezakala badliwa ama-MP ngenxa yokuthi osabhuku o-chief babiza abantu babahlalisa phansi babatshela ukuthi lapha uyi-candidate nguzibani. Uyayekela ukuvotela lowo muntu kahle ebekwazi ukuthi kulesi sigaba akasafunakali. I-violence ekhona kuZANU-PF yona le. Thina kuMDC hayi asiyiboni, angikayiboni. Ngikhuluma kanje mina kathesi ngiphuma phakathina komhlangano we-consensus. Abantu bayahlabela, bayagida, bekunabantu akade benge-challenge abafika ku-6 bawithdrawile bona ngokwabo bodwa. Abantu bayajabula bagoni wehlukene la kuZANU-PF.
Isehlakalo ikakhulu lesiyana esenzakala eBuhera kungcwatshwa owayengumkhokheli webandla leni. Lezinye kobulawayo lapho okwagijinyiswana khona.
Kwakunabantu bedrama, ama-comedians ababefuna ukuthi nje bebukwe ngumhlaba wonke ukuthi khona bona bakhona ngenxa yokuthi kule njongo yayivele ikhona. Sakubona njalo ivinda laphana sokuthiwa khona kulabatshayiweyo kobulawayo. Abantu sebephuma bele mpikitsha yokuhlatshwa i-injection. Angiwazi umkhuhlane wokutshaywa mina abantu bephiwa i-injection. So ke kuningi okufuza ukuthi abantu bekucubungule bengakakuthathi face value. Ukuthi ngoba i-Herald kumbe i-ZBC TV ikuthilo kakutsho ukuthi khona itsho okuliqiniso.
Inhlanganiso leyi ithi iMashonaland Central ngenye yezigaba etshengisa izehlakalo zodlakela eziningi. Lina kodwa kuyini elikubonayo nxa selikhangela ilizwe lonke jikelele?
Akukabi bungcono sithandekile, akukabi bungcono. Into esiyenzakele kuphela ukuthi iZANU-PF isitshintshe istrategy se-violence. Nxa kuyukuthi laphana babetshaya mgceke khathesi sebetshayela phansi.
Lo mnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omela iBinga North edale lephalamende engobandla le-MDCT sixoxelaye ekhonale eBinga. Abenhlanganiso zabasakhulayo abasekela ibandla leZANU-PF abazingxenye yomanyano wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Youth Action Platform banikeze inkokheli yengatsha kuqula elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Pupuraito Karepi amalanga amathathu ukuba iguquke kundlela abasebenza ngayo kumbe bachiye umsebenzi. UMavis Kama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe emahofisini eMedia Center, abasakhulayo laba bathi bengamavila laba bantu besehluleka ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo. Umkhokheli walenhlanganiso uThondirayi Chidawa uthi njengabasakhulayo bafuna ukubona ukuthi kusiyaphela lezo nsuku ezintathu inkokheli yengatsha zonke ezilithumi ibabonise ukuba kuyiwa ngapi emalungiselelweni wokhetho. Umkhokheli wenye yenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo ekulomanyano weZIAP ye-Youth Entrepreneurs Business Forum, umnumzana Tinashe Mushipe, uthi inkokheli bekumele ngabe isiqalile ukukhankasela ukhetho.
Kathesi bathule bazihlalele bayenze izinto zabo. Thina sizwisisa ukuthi bafuna ukuhamba lathi yini kumbeni sibe lezinye ingqondo. So yikho sithe namhla hayi manje silitshele ngoba isikhathi sesihamba sesizafika isikhathi sama-elections. Ama-youth amelele ukubakwazi ukuthi lathi sime ngaphi lapho.
Kungalesi sizathoke umshipe ethi benikeze linkokheli amalanga amathathu ukutsho ukuba kwenziwani.
So sithi kibo madoda sele 3 days lezi esizidumileyo. Ngicela nibe lisihleli action planning. You have up to Monday. Usibe kwazi ukuthi ama youth age lwayenzelani. Ama youth yo yokusasa yelizwe. So sifuna ukwazi ukuthi usasa yethu siphethe kahle yini.
Uthi bafuna ukuthi kusiyaphela lezo nsuku ezintathu sebechilo ukuba bazimisele ukusebenza kuzana uPF nalo bahachi.
Ngabe youth league, the national youth league, siyaqalisa ukuvula umgwaqo ukuthi umkhulu wethu sebuya la ephungu sekela sifile ukuthi hayi okhulwe labantu abasha lokhu mina and yinto ayifunayo ufuna ukuphumelela komuntu wonke especially abantu abasha. Kodwa nxa ama youth angikhona omele bethungamele ama youth behlezi umthungameli yasebenza ukujula.
Bayayikhumbuza linkokheli ukuba ingaze yazikhohlwa lezo zehlakalo zanyakenye lapho kwasuswa khona inkokheli yezanu PF eyayingenzi okufunwa ngabalandeli bebandla ilakho ukwenziwa esifanayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Lamhlanje kuWoza Friday silomculi weZimbabwe osakhulayo ogxile kwele South Africa Wisdom Nyathi. Sizweni uBenedict Mhlapo esiqhonsela umculo ophuma kudlalade lakhe.
Ichi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, 7 to 14.
Wisdom Nyathi odumeke zomculo ngelithi Mawiza Mdluli ubiza disco music umculo wakhe. Wona ke uyezwakala ukuthi ngomdabu nxa ulalele iziginci zawo ulezicucu zerumba yamachangani bese kungathi futhi uke wahlephula emculweni womdabu wamaTswana. Insizwe yasekhezi esewula ithi ngumdumo ohlukile ohlose ukubuyisela uZulu eziginqini zomdabu.
Umculo wesintu. Kanti ke futhi mina indlela engiyenza ngawo shuthi ngiyafundisa, ngiyakha, ngiyaduduza, ngenza nje into eziningi, ngifaka nje imessage ethile kubantu. Isihloko sayo sithi umuntu omdala uma esehamba uyalayini. Kukhona isikhathi ukuthi abize abantwana bakhe lapho oqala khona ukuveza izinto abe zingazaziwa ngabantwana.
Leli-ke lithi umuntu omdala ma esihamba uyalayizela. Ngelesithathu kanti lumculi usenze ama-DVD amabili. Ezinye zengoma ezikule dlalade ziguqela le ethi usuphila kanjani, isigebengu, xenophobia, lale ethi imihlola yami. Mawiza uthi ubona ikusasa lakhe njengomculi livulekile kanti ufuna ukuba umculi owaziwayo njalo oyisibonelo kwabasaqaphilayo. Lokhu ke uthi ufuna kwenziwe yilo lele lithi umuntu omdala.
Kuphekiwe impela lapha kuvuthiwe ayizibondiwe. Nakuma advert lapha kuma social network mabe silifaka hayi no izandla beziya phezulu kakhulu impela. Yikho kungenza ukuthi nami ngize ngiye ube nesifiso ukuthi no mangiye ngiyokuphakele abantu abaningi bakuthole kungabi yilona lo kodwa ke kutholakale abantwini abaningi.
Udlalade lakuqala wayesithi emendweni kuyabekezelwa weza esithi poison engakazi manje sisithi umuntu omdala. Melitro 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingubenedict Mhlapo.
Siyabonga Benedict Mhlapo olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa. We'll be right back. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.